Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This,
well, it's that time of the week. Our good friends Joe and Cindy Farini stopping by for their My Marriage Matters segment. Been on this radio station for a long time, trying to make a difference through Christ in people's marriages. Thanks again for coming back on the show, you two.
Thank you.
Thanks. Good to be with you.
Now, Cindy, you were pretty passionate about the hashtag MeToo, and I know you don't often post on, you know, controversies on social media, but you were all over this one.
Yeah, I was. I think it's really important. I like to keep my Facebook page kind of fun, family, friends, you know, that sort of thing. And when this, you know, kind of popped its head last week after a lot of different things in the news, I really felt like it was important to take a stand. And I made it real clear at the beginning of my post that if anybody said anything that was mean, harsh, or hurtful, I would delete their post. Because I feel like this is something where I know Kathleen has had people say, you know, things like catcalling and so forth. Oh, it's no big deal. Just deal with it. And I don't think that we need to deal with it. Mm-hmm. I mean, we need to deal with it. I think we can't neglect what's happening. And I feel like in our Christian marriages, in all marriages, but we want to concentrate today on Christian marriages, there's a lot of fallout that happens when there's any kind, whether it's sort of that initial kind of encounters, like I just said, catcalling or inappropriate comments, mm-hmm. all the way to sexual abuse of any form. And so I think it's important that we tackle this topic. Certainly in the 10 minutes or so that we have here, we're not going to cover everything, and I'm sure we'll miss things that people wish we would have said, but I hope that we will do it justice and make it something that's not only relevant, but that people can make some kind of an action upon.
One thing really quick, Mom, that I think is kind of sad is that you had to post on your Facebook page, if anyone is nasty, I will delete it. Like, yes. What kind of a world do we live in that someone will minimize the frustration of someone who's posting something?
Sexual harassment and abuse.
Yeah, like, oh, that's not real, or that's not true. And I'm just sorry you had to do that in the first place. But
yes.
I think we can start. Go ahead, Mom.
No, you please.
I was just going to say, Dad, I mean, this is your wife who has been, you know, called things. And I even remember a time where Mom was called a name while I was in the car. I don't know if you remember that day.
I do.
Yeah, that was the scariest moment I've ever seen of my father.
Well, because Joe didn't put up with it, you're saying.
You are very correct. And but it made me feel safe because I knew that if something were to happen to me or my sister or my mom or my brother, my dad was going to protect us, you know? So Dad, what are the thoughts and feelings you have as a husband?
Yes, and she can always count on that I will protect her and my girls and my family for sure. But I think, this is a very important topic that guys need to be listening real carefully on, because men who do these types of things need to understand that these disgusting habits are just nothing more really than slippery slopes to more abuse. And that, of course, is never acceptable. And, you know, first and foremost, the one thing that when I heard that this was going to be our topic, the first scripture verse that came to my mind was taken from 1 Corinthians 16:13, where it says, be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong. Yeah. And I can assure you that acting like men of God does not include things like catcalling, inappropriate comments, or touching in any form or fashion. And so clearly the New Testament teaching clearly shows that women are to be respected, they are to be revered, they are to be treated as equal with men. I mean, we all have equal value in the eyes of God, and never at any time is a woman to be looked upon as a second-class citizen in the eyes of God. They are at all times to be honored and esteemed. And I can tell you that, you know, because of what we do with marriage conferences, and this is where I can get a little unhinged at this point, so stay tuned on this one a little bit. I can confidently tell you that I will never accept nor tolerate anyone flippantly saying something like, well, no, that's just the way it is. Just kind of get over it.
Yep.
Because, you know, we have seen the tragic consequences of long-term abuse in hundreds of marriages all around this country. And so a man who abuses a woman in any way, whether it's verbally, physically, emotionally, as far as I'm concerned, is in very dangerous territory with God. And another scripture verse, and then I'll give it back to Mom here, that I just feel I need to share with you guys, is taken from 1 Peter 3:7, where it says, "Likewise, husbands, live with your wives in an understanding way, showing honor to the woman as the weaker vessel, since they are heirs with you of the grace of life, so that your prayers may not be hindered." Now, a very interesting note to make about this particular verse is that the Greek term weaker vessel can also be translated fine china, which I think is a far better translation with this discussion that we're having right now, because how do you handle fine china?
With care.
Here you go. That's right. You bury tenderly with great respect, and even at times you display some of its finer points. And clearly, you don't go slamming fine china around, all right, or subject it to the blast of the dishwasher. My wife, your wife, Brian, any Christian husband's wife, is a piece of God's finest china, lovely in his sight. So to the husbands out there, let me just ask you this. Do you treat your wife like fine china, or do you treat her like an old tin plate? Because I can tell you that if you're abusing your wife in any way, and that includes catcalling, inappropriate comments or touching, that's exactly what you're doing. And so there are consequences for treating your wife inappropriately, and that's actually at the last part of that verse. And that talks about your prayers may be hindered if you're not treating your wife properly.
Preach, Joe. I mean, this is one of those where I can sense some of that righteous anger from you, and I get riled up too when I see these things happen. If this doesn't make someone righteously angry, I don't know what would.
Exactly.
Now, go ahead, Cindy.
Well, I was going to say, too, you know, we're talking about this within marriage, but if, you know, a lot of people will say, oh, some things are just no big deal. But, you know, if you begin to put, if you will, the shoe on the other foot and say, well, how would I like it if my daughter were walking across the street and these guys were making inappropriate comments and wolf whistles and all kinds of different things? How would I like it if that were my daughter being exposed in that particular situation? And then, as Joe said, you know, how should a husband feel if his wife is being treated in that way? And I don't think that we, put ourselves in those shoes unless we're in them, and then we have a feeling about it.
Yeah, that makes sense. So as we continue thinking through this, what is a good response for husbands and wives to have during this Me Too thing, but also to continue it on so it doesn't just end here?
Well, I think that husbands and wives, we always say this, they need to communicate. And I think in these kinds of situations, it's really very easy for us to not say anything because, one, we're embarrassed. And you know, when something happens and it doesn't feel good and you have just that really icky feeling about something, you know, you tend to want to hide it. And, you know, secrets are not good. A secret loses its power once it's told. And so I feel that that's the kind of thing that we need to do. We need to be able to share that with our husband, and, you know, maybe take some appropriate action, whether it's to, if it's the husband to, you know, talk to that person. If it depends on the situation. We can't put a blanket statement on over everything. But if there's a way to address it, if it's another person, we need to do that. This is way too short of a conversation to, you know, attack every single point. Joe has a comment he'd like to share.
You know, just to answer your question, Chris, Kathleen.
You almost called me Christina.
It happens to dads all the time. I don't know any of my kids.
A lot,
I must
say.
I've called my sister Kathleen before. It's fine. Go ahead.
Yeah, I would say this. I mean, if I was listening to a conversation, I hear guys doing this, and I know they're Christian guys.
Yeah.
I would need to take these guys aside and have a real serious discussion with them and help them to realize that that conversation, I guarantee you, will ultimately circle back to them understanding that our relationship with Christ really needs to set the tone for our relationship with our wife and our family and how we interact with people, especially women in general. So it comes back to are you walking like a man? Are you being strong in every way, physically, verbally? Are you reflecting Christ in your conversations? in general. And so this is not something that you wipe this one on or sweep this one under the rug. You needed to really step up and start to being a man that you need to be.
Yeah, one thing I thought was kind of interesting, this couple weeks ago, my brother-in-law, as you guys know, he was traveling with his work, and someone was being really crude and rude in their group of people that were out to dinner. And then Kaz, my brother-in-law, he started praying for their meal beforehand, but just privately. He wasn't like, let us pray. He was just praying to himself. And someone ended up saying, I'm so sorry, I was talking so disrespectfully. And I just think it's interesting how people start to act differently when they realize you too are a representative of Christ. And so just to be able to go boldly and defend people, I think it's really important.
That's right.
Yes.
All people.
And Kathleen, let's take that one step further. Whatever that other person was saying, and we can apply whatever that was to what we're talking about today, these comments are not done with being naive. These comments are fully charged with what is in their heart, what they're thinking, and they know, the people know what they're saying, and the people know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And so if we, who are the ones who are either being victimized or attacked, or it's on us, if we don't say anything, their power is allowed to continue.
Right. Hmm. Right.
And in the instances, you know, I think, you know, if it's a catcall kind of thing, and you're one woman against 10 men who are on some work site, I think you have to almost like walk away and just be done with it, because you cannot maybe overpower with a comment, something there. But when there's issues, if it's one-on-one, and certainly when people listen to the podcast, they'll hear some of the things I did. Certainly they were reactions that maybe, you know, could have been done better, but that was my reaction. And actually I stand by it, and nothing happened with either of those two people further because I took an action. And so I really feel like it's very important to take those stands. And I'm proud of my son-in-law for doing that. And I'm proud of that man for making a recognition of what he did and that it was wrong. And I hope that he will think about that the next time, you know, he's going to say a comment, or, and not just in front of someone who's a Christian, but ever in front of anybody.
It's 7:26. We're running a bit late here, so we got to say goodbye to our good friends, Joe and Cindy Farini. But this is such an important topic. I don't mind that we're running late, trust me, because it's so big. Again, and brianandkathleen.org. Click on the podcast tab to hear more on our thoughts on this and Cindy's stories. And Cindy, I'd imagine folks can connect to you as well.
We'd love for them to come to My Marriage Matters on Facebook. Click like, and we have a post every day at 9 o'clock from Monday through Friday, something to think about, share with each other. And one more thing just to add for people who have had abuse in their past, The Wounded Heart by Dan Allender is an excellent book, a work through that is worth the effort. And we really appreciate, Brian and Kathleen, that you tackle these topics, that there are things that people can think differently about and take action on. And I think, you know, it's great to talk about things, but if we don't put some action behind it, then nothing changes. And that's what we want to see. We want to see change, and we want to see things happening that are good and godly. And thank you so much for doing that.
Yeah, you bet.
Thanks, you too. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.